Thank you for joining us on the Children's Church of Christ podcast. We're glad you're here, and we hope that this message speaks to you in a way that helps you walk and live in community with God and in His kingdom this week. God bless you in your journey.
Down in my heart, go follow them. And I'm so happy. Problems, you know.
If that doesn't get you excited, I don't know what will, man. That's cool stuff. That is good stuff. I want you to know that it's really interesting whenever you, well, it's not interesting, it's really neat. Whenever you get into the Bible and you start looking into books and going through letters and things like that, what you end up doing is you don't just get to talk about the things you want to talk about, right? Letters and books, they tell you a whole story. And whenever you hear that whole story, sometimes it gets... it's easier to focus on the things that we want to talk about. Yeah, it's easier to focus on the things that bring us joy. It's easier to talk about the things that aren't really difficult. I also think that it's important to talk about difficult things. It's also really important to get involved in things that don't necessarily make us all that happy. Acts chapter 15 is a really powerful passage. One that I think, as we look at it, we say to ourselves, oh my. But at the same time, I think that there's a message. And that message that I want to talk to us about today is going to be about grace. Grace in the kingdom of God is so extremely powerful. And I think a lot of times when we look at that, it's good news. Are there hard things in it? Very. Are there difficult ways of looking at things? Yeah, it is. But I do want you to know that that's where we're at. And I apologize right now. I was doing my preparation for this, and it took 45 minutes to get through this the first time. Second time wasn't as long. Third time wasn't as long. But you get the idea. Hopefully it won't be that bad. I think I'm not on, am I? Okay, that's good. I am? Okay. Maybe I can bring it up a little bit closer to me. I don't have the clicker either, so it's okay. I'm just going to let you click. Does that sound good? All right. So, Acts chapter 15, okay? To kind of set the scene, what we need to do is we got to see that there's... Yeah, that's good. That next one's great. As we set that scene, what we need to do is kind of see where we're looking at, okay? So, there's a lot of growth happening right now. So there's great growth among the Gentiles. You heard about it whenever we were reading. Do I need it? Oh,
it was just in my pocket. Sweet.
Awesome. Is it on?
Yes.
Yeah, okay, good. All right, so there's great growth happening among the Gentiles. And there's a select group of Pharisees that begin to question what's actually happening and the way that that's taking place, the way that there's this growth. And I think a lot of times when you see growth, there's going to be some growing pains, right? Whenever our children are growing and they're getting bigger and bigger, there's times where you have to sit there and kind of console them because their joints hurt, and you're going, okay, it's just part of growing up, right? And then there's other not physical things that happen whenever you grow as well. So it's all part of the process, correct? But when we look at Acts and we see the ministry to the Gentiles, Paul and Barnabas are sharing the good news of Jesus all over the place. And this, we read in Acts that it's happening, but it kind of goes from verse to verse, and we don't realize how long it's taking. We're going to see in just a second, this was a very long process, 14, 15, several years that are going on, right? And as the kingdom's growing, what happens is while we talk about building the kingdom, we have all authority in heaven and on earth has been given to Jesus. And he says, I want you to go and make disciples. I want you to see that there's a new kingdom in place. And Jesus is that king. And as he's that king that shows us the wonderful amazingness of God, there's a transcendent of culture. Culture changes. It's no longer about how we look. It's no longer from where we're from. It's no longer with what we know. It's about the transcendent Jesus Christ in our life. The one that's able to do immeasurably more than all we could ever ask or imagine. The one that's able to take everything on his shoulders and die for us. It's culture changing. It's amazing. And that's the message that Paul and Barnabas are going out there and teaching to the Gentiles. You don't have to be a Jew anymore. You don't have to be from Israel anymore. You can just be you. And it kind of rubbed some people the wrong way. I liked it for myself, but I don't necessarily like it for you. I want you to do a little bit more because you don't look like me. Oh, you didn't study like I do. You need to do a little bit more. And they begin to get angry. And there was a sect inside the Pharisees. And it wasn't just Pharisees. It was just a group inside the Pharisees. And what they did was, they're like, ugh, I don't know. And they start to get some wheels. They start to grow some momentum. And as the movement of Christ is moving, these two are growing. Just like we saw in Saul's day, or in Acts chapter 9, and then we saw it earlier, just throughout Acts, right? But the reason why they start to gain even more power is that if you look in Acts 14, right before we get to Acts chapter 15, they're in Lystra, and there's somebody that's hurt, someone that's in pain, someone that can't walk, and they heal him. And they go, and they're sacrificing an idol to Paul, to Barnabas. And they're calling Barnabas Zeus. And if you guys look at Greek mythology and you see Zeus was the god of thunder and the god of the sky, right? He was the king god on Mount Olympus, right? And so what they did was they're like, oh man, Barnabas is like Zeus. And then Paul is like Hermes. And if you guys look at Hermes was the messenger to the Greek gods, right? And what they did was they wanted to sacrifice these animals to them. Paul and Barnabas, of course, jumped up and said, no, don't do it. And we see that in Acts chapter 14, before this is all going. But you kind of see that cultural change, right? And as you see that cultural change is happening, they're going to see that this message is a lot different to the Gentile world. It's not exactly the way the people in the Old Testament looked at how the coming of the king was going to be. So they protested a little bit. And so much so that Paul and Barnabas actually go to Jerusalem. And as they're going to Jerusalem, back where they were at, I think at that time they were up in Iconium, Cyprus, Lystra, they were in Galatia, they were coming down through Antioch, okay? And as that's happening, then if you look at the map, it's quite a trek, okay? And they get there, and as they arrive, they see that this debate is going on. And with that debate, they're trying to talk about things that you need to do in order to be part of the kingdom. Peter gets up and he says, brothers, in verse 7, you know that some time ago God made a choice among you that the Gentiles might hear from my lips the message of the gospel and believe. God, who knows the heart, showed that he's accepted them by giving them the Holy Spirit, by giving the Holy Spirit to them, just as he did to us. He didn't discriminate between us and them, for he purified their hearts by faith. Now then, why do you try to test God and test of God by putting on the necks of Gentiles a yoke that neither our ancestors have been or ourselves have been able to bear? No, we believe it's through the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ that we're saved, just as they are. It's grace that I want to be our message today. Peter gets up and he says, guys, I want us to focus not necessarily on all the things that people aren't doing the way we want them to look. I want us to focus on the fact that God loved us so much that he sent his one and only son to die on the cross for our sins. I think a lot of times we get in a rut, or we get into a spot where we want to tell others how to live their life with Jesus. And I want to challenge us today. Let's have grace. Because as we pray with Jesus and we say the Lord's Prayer, we say, forgive us of our debt as we forgive our debtors. As we forgive others, help us to be forgiven. Paul and Barnabas begin to speak again after that. And as Paul and Barnabas speak, the people were just amazed with all the wonderful things that God was doing. And he was doing the amazing stuff that we've read up to this point, right? And we get to see this amazing life that's happening. And he says, guys, it's about grace. And what I want to tell us today is, guys, it's about grace. It's about whether or not you and I are able to look beyond some of the things that make us different. Some of the things that we don't like about other people. Some of the things that we love about other people. Let's learn to have more grace with each other. Think about how wonderful this world would be if we decided to have a little bit more grace with each other. And I want to tell you something right before we get to that part. Is that while they were coming up to speak to the Gentile people about this circumcision and about this way of life that they were going to do, did you know that this was kind of talking, kind of war terminology? They went to war. They killed people over this stuff and decided, I will not follow this if you don't follow my rules. And so the Gentiles were, they knew that there was this good message that Paul was bringing to them. But at the same time, they thought to themselves, why are we talking about this wonderful message, but then you try to strap on another burden onto me? And I'm not saying that following Jesus is a horrible burden. But just know that why in the world are we going to add more because we think it's important? And that's what the message was for Paul. So James begins to speak up. And as James begins to speak up, he's talking to them about all of this stuff. And he goes, okay, let's think about this for just a second. And he goes, let's write a letter. And they all become in agreement with the letter. And in the letter, it says, I want you guys to know that we don't want to put that burden on you, but I want you to abstain from food polluted by idols. I want you to abstain from sexual immorality. I want you to not eat meat from strangled animals, and I want you to avoid blood, because this is stuff that you've heard in the synagogues your entire life when you were growing up in the Gentile countries. Again, it's this idea of putting on culture or a different culture into this kingdom where God is the distributor of the culture. Where God is the one that's in control of all the things. And I think sometimes what we do is we get a little bit too big for our britches sometimes. And I think sometimes we start getting excited about things that maybe not necessarily are as important as we think they are sometimes. And the reason why I'm going to tell you that is this. When culture becomes an issue, I grew up in the church. I grew up right here. I know what this looks like. But if we go and visit Marcelo Matresa in Chile right now, will the church look like this? We go to Africa. Will the church look like this? We go to Portugal. Will the church look like this? We've got the same mindset. We're looking at the same God. We're serving the same Jesus. What are our issues? Galatians chapter 2. If you've got your Bibles, please turn there, because this is interesting. Because in Galatians chapter 2, we get Paul's message about how this transpired. And I want you to kind of focus a little bit about how different Acts chapter 15 is from Galatians chapter 2. And I know that we're in a place right now where it's really difficult to read all of it. But at the same time, I want to kind of encourage you, or I want to challenge you to look at Acts chapter 15 whenever you got some free time, and then I want you to look at Galatians chapter 2. Okay? If you guys are familiar with the letter in Galatians, Paul's pretty upset. Okay? Paul's speaking to the church in Galatia, and he's talking to them about some really interesting stuff. Okay? He's got a real direct message, and it's a really powerful message. But in Galatians chapter 2, he says that it took 14 years for them to get over to Jerusalem from this moment, okay? He also took Titus along with him, which is a little bit different than what we saw in Acts chapter 15. But then whenever he starts talking about all of this, he says, okay, we all got together and we got an idea. In verse 10, he says, they asked was that we should continue to remember the poor, the very thing I've been eager to do all along. James in Acts chapter 15 gave us four things that they needed to do, and they wrote this letter and they said, you've got to get that message out to the people. Paul described it as just being good to the poor. Are they both right? Yeah. Were they both there? Yeah. Something really neat that I think happens whenever we're with God is that all of the I's and all the T's don't necessarily have to look exactly the same. It's God in us. It's His Spirit working in us, teaching us to observe all that He's commanded, and He's going to be with us all the way to the end of the age. And I think sometimes what we need to do in that message is have a little bit of grace. Have a little bit of grace with others, and have a little bit of grace with ourselves. And understand that maybe it doesn't look exactly the way I want it to look. And maybe the way that James was talking was, we talked in the synagogues forever about this stuff. And he spoke about the culture. About the culture that they had grown up in. Do I need to get... What do I do?
Unmute it?
Am I on mute? Awesome! Do you want me to say it all over again? No, okay. All right. I apologize, guys. I'm not good with technology all that well. And I apologize if you couldn't hear me. But I do want you to know this. God's grace is so good. God's grace is so good. And what happens with that grace is that it can change every single thing that we do. But what we have to do is we have to understand that God has given us so very much. So very much. And I think often, whenever we think about ourselves and our lives and what we look at with God, we kind of have these levels and protocol and things that we need to do in order to be with Jesus. And guys, what I want to learn from this, or what I'm learning from this, is that Jesus' grace is perfect. His message is perfect. And even if I don't see exactly the way you see, even if the church doesn't look exactly like 210 Second Street Southeast, it's okay. It's God with us. It's God in us. It's God working His magical and perfect power in all the people around us. And I think sometimes we try to set up limits and try to figure out ways that we can make people look like us. God said, let that be my job. Let that be my job. And He arrives to the people of the Gentiles, and He shows them the message of Jesus Christ. And guess what happens? They change. They start to look more and more like Jesus as it goes along. They do the things that they're supposed to do as Christians and as believers. And some of the things that the people were doing in the Old Testament were really, really good. But the focus needs to be on Jesus. trust him? Do you trust that he's going to do exactly what he's supposed to do and exactly what he's doing in your life? And guys, I want you to know that that's a really, really powerful thing when we trust Jesus. Do I know everything? No, I don't. But I do know that Jesus loves me. And that's perfect. In 2 Corinthians, I have these passages that I call like the passages that just give me energy. And in 2 Corinthians, it's a really, really cool message. He says, before that part, I want you to know, for God who said, let light shine out of darkness, he made his light shine in our hearts to give us the light of the knowledge of God's glory displayed in the face of Christ. But we have this treasure in jars of clay to show that this all-surpassing power is from God and not from man. There's a powerful message in what he has chosen. And if your version says earthen vessels, that's awesome. But the idea is that there's not a whole lot in me that screams awesome. But there's a whole lot of Jesus in me that screams awesome. Our message is to show that God's power is amazing. And what he's done is he's chosen to use me. He's chosen to use you to show that this power is God. Paul, as he was running to Jerusalem, one thing that he was really frustrated about that you can see in Galatians chapter 2 is that he was looking at it and he goes, my goodness, are we going to have to go to war again? Right? Are we going to have to struggle through this again? And is all the things that I've told people about following God, is it just going to fall on deaf ears because people are trying to put their ideals on them that God didn't put there? And he was nervous. And he goes, awesome that we don't have to do that. And awesome that what he did was he focused on the poor. And that he looked at the things that he can do and see in the lives of people that just shows a good, good grace in our Lord and Savior. Sometimes life isn't easy. And a lot of times life isn't fair. But if we learn to have grace with one another, we learn to be forgiving of one another, and we learn to see that God is able to do those amazing things in someone else and not just me, or that message isn't just for me, but it's for you as well, really wonderful things happen. Really wonderful things happen. There is grace in our kingdom, and the King is Jesus. He gives that grace to us. And he says, take it. I give it to you. Share it with others. And we have that message in jars of clay. Me. To show that all-surpassing power is from God. That amazing, amazing love is for others to see. And then, what we have is grace in every single thing that we do. If I have grace in every single thing that I do, a lot of other stuff kind of falls to the wayside. If I'm focused on grace, if I'm focused on being good to others, don't have a whole lot of time to be mad. You don't have a whole lot of time to point a finger. And I'm going to tell you guys, I struggle with this. I point my finger out a lot, and I want to tell you something. When you point your finger out, there's like three coming right back at you, right? It's not easy. So I want you, and I want this message to be about grace. Enjoy it. Enjoy that Jesus wants to give it to you. And enjoy sharing it with the people around us, because I want you to know, guys, there's a lot of hard things that happen around us all the time.
But in the middle of that hardship, what would happen if I was a person of grace? What would happen if I cared to share this all-surpassing power of God in my heart? What would this world look like? It doesn't matter if I wear a bracelet that says, "What would Jesus do?" or there's a Jesus sign on the back of my car. It doesn't matter if I wear the right shirt, if I look the right color. It's about Jesus. His love for us, caring for us, and giving us grace that we do not deserve, and we give it to others that they might not deserve either. But we love it because it's God in us, and God is with us. If anybody has any need whatsoever, I'd love you to come forward as we stand and sing.